Welcome to the Tell Us Something podcast. I'm Mark Moss, your host. This quarter's Tell Us Something was recorded on February 11th, 2014, at the Top Hat Lounge in Missoula, Montana. This edition of Tell Us Something features 11 storytellers telling a story based upon the theme, What Are You Waiting For? This week's story comes to us from Jack Rowan and is titled, Don't Go in the Water. Thank you for listening.
When I first heard the theme, What Are You Waiting For? I thought, well, I'm a Quaker, and that's what we do best. We wait. And most of the stories that you're hearing tonight are about how when you're faced with that question, what are you waiting for? It's a motivation to leap forward. Most of my life, I've been very cautious. I've lived up to the Quaker approach of waiting. But there's some marked points in my life in which I have not followed that path. And what I'm going to share with you tonight is a cautionary tale about not always. Sometimes it's good to stop and ask, well, what am I waiting for? In 1996, I met a wonderful woman, and we started dating. Within 4 months, I decided that this is who I want to spend the rest of my life with. I asked her to marry me. She was a little bit surprised by this, but she actually accepted. We made another decision to move in together, and this actually caused quite a bit of consternation with my family. My parents in particular were quite put out that we were going to live together before we got married. And they actually cut off communication with me for about 4 months. And this was a real challenge for me, and it was also a challenge for my fiancé. She felt responsible for this. And I kept telling her, no, you know, I trust that my parents love me. I love them. With time and communication, we'll figure this out. And that's the way I tried to approach everything that happened in our relationship with my fiancé. Every time we ran into a problem, I said, you know, don't worry about it. I trust that I love you. I trust you love me. With time, we'll figure it out. Well, we got married, and the day after the wedding, we decided to head off on our honeymoon, and we had chosen to go to hike along the Dearborn River to the headwaters. My fiance, or now bride, had grown up at the confluence of the Dearborn and the Missouri. She spent a lot of time at that lower part of the lower part of the Dearborn River. She had also been a wilderness ranger for the Forest Service, and she'd spent a lot of time in the headwaters of the Dearborn. But the area in between, the middle Dearborn, she had not spent much time at all, and she thought that this was the way she wanted to spend her honeymoon. And I was totally for all that. So we parked on a Forest Service road just a little bit outside of Augusta. We decided not to follow any trail. We just followed the river itself. We'd been going about 6 miles with packs on our back. It was July, but it wasn't really too hot. It was hot enough, though, that following along a cool river and looking at that river for hours and not getting in was driving me crazy. So we got to a point where I saw a pretty nice-looking pool, and I just announced, I think we need to take a break. And I took my pack off, and I remember mentioning that I was decided that I was going to jump in. What I do remember is my now bride saying, expressing some reservations, but I was pretty certain she only expressed reservations about she didn't want to get in. If she said anything about that I should be cautious, I didn't hear that part. I took off my pack, I stripped down, and I just dove in. I didn't wade in, I just went for it. Well, if any of you have ever been into a mountain stream where it's basically coming off of an ice sheet, that was the coldest water I have ever experienced in my entire life. When I hit the water, I had this experience of feeling like all the oxygen in my lungs had been just ripped out of me, and my lungs felt like they were collapsing. And all I could think of was, I've got to get to the surface. So I started trying to make my way to what I thought was the surface, and then the next thing I knew, I was on the bank of the river, lying on my side, spitting up water and blood, with my bride now hovering over me with this look that is still burned into my memory. Turned out that all I had done is I passed out at some point and had grazed my face along a rock. I had opened up a small gash in my face and then had drug my lower lip across my teeth. So it opened up actually a really big gash inside my mouth, and it made it very difficult to eat that evening for several days, actually. But getting back to that moment of coming to, not knowing exactly where I am, and just coughing up water and blood and not really sure what's going on. The wilderness training that my bride had came in very handy. She knew exactly what to do in order to get me out of the water, get me to a safe place, get me to expel the water, and had even already started checking to figure out where the blood was coming from. When she realized, though, that I was okay, I learned something new about my bride that I never knew. For her, anger and fear were really kind of the same thing. We managed to survive that experience. We got our stuff together. We decided that we were going to cut our plan back. We weren't going to try to make it as far as we had originally planned. We wanted to find the nearest clearing where we could pitch the tent and, you know, just kind of lay low for a little bit. As we kept got back out and started following the river, we did find a clearing pretty soon. We decided to set up camp. And I mentioned earlier that I remember my bride expressing that she didn't want to get in the water herself. I learned the second thing about her that night. She has a condition in which she often forms cysts on her ovaries. And most of the time, those cysts will eventually just be absorbed back into her body. But every once in a while, one of those bursts. That happened that night. So I had no idea what was going on. I had never experienced it. We'd only been together at this point for just about a year. So in the matter, less than 4 hours, she thought I was going to die. And now I thought she was going to die. Both of us made it through the experience. If any of you ever know anything about burst cysts, it can be a really problematic thing. It's extremely painful. And that's what really was freaking me out, is I just could tell that she was in a tremendous pain. We're 6 miles up, not on a trail, so nobody can find us. We hadn't thought through how we were going to notify anybody. We didn't have a backup plan for how we were going to deal with the situation. We made it through. We did rely on love and communication. We're not still together today, but I did learn sometimes you do have to just ask yourself, what are you waiting for? And sometimes wait a little while to figure it out.
Thank you for your support of live storytelling and vocal art. Thanks to the bookstore at the University of Montana, a local bookstore serving the students, faculty, and staff of the University of Montana, as well as the Missoula community. MontanaBookstore.com. Fact and Fiction, where books, authors, ideas, and readers interact. FactandFictionBooks.com. Top Hat Lounge, bringing great music to Missoula for over 60 years, the Top Hat now serves food and offers, in addition to great music, comedy shows, performance art, and film. TopHatLounge.com. Haley Faust. Haley Faust is a graphic and media designer based in the heart of the Rocky Mountains. From concept to final design launch, Haley puts her heart and soul into your design project. HaleyFaust.com. Zoo City Apparel, custom screen printing. ZooCityApparel.BigCartel.com. Rockin' Rudy's, your source for the best music, gifts, and more. Great music, great people, RockinRudy's.com. Podcast production by Nathan Zavalny of Missoula Soundworks, MissoulaSoundworks.com. Thank you to everyone who attends the events, those of you who download the podcast, and especially to the storytellers Jeff Peepos, Gabby Grant, Joe Stone, Pat Williams, Jack Rowan, Chris Latray, Acton Douglas, Georges DiGiorgio, Ray Reshow, Luke Morgan Algayer, and Joshua Slotnick. Find us on Facebook and Twitter. The next Tell Us Something is scheduled for August 19th at the Top Hat. The theme, Busted. We'll see you then.